The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and it is Saturday, April 19th, day before Easter Sunday, and it's supposed to start raining any time now, but you can smell it in the air outside, and it's kind of like a neat spring smell. You can tell it's going to rain, but anyway, it's going to be warm. It's going to be in the high 70s, so unfortunately, if it was sunny, you could get outside and do some things, but my special guest today is a lady who, she's just fantastic, and her husband is too, Pete. I want to introduce Diana Yezzi from Integrated Staffing. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Rick. Excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and you're a busy lady, and so is your husband, and you are the president and owner of Integrated Staffing, and it is a woman-owned business, of course. Tell us a little bit how you started and why you got into the field.
Excellent. Yeah, I started in 2009, and we opened up here mainly for the fact that there was a lot of industry coming in, global foundries, and we ended up actually doing a lot of staffing for catheter companies up in the Glens Falls area, which is considered Catheter Valley. So we ended up doing all of these staffing for all of the catheter companies up in Catheter Valley. And that really kind of is still, AngioDynamics has been our client now for 16 years. And we've just really found a great niche in that. And then also in our hospitality with our staffing at New York Racing.
Yeah, and you do a lot with New York Racing. I do have to mention to you, though, I'd like to be a special envoy for you. You have an office at 99 Woodlawn Avenue in Saratoga, but you also have a satellite office in West Palm Beach, Florida. So if you ever want anybody to go down and check and see how things are going, you can send me down for 3 or 4 days, and I'll, you know, and I won't even have to get paid, okay?
You can absolutely do that. I will tell you, it is the it's one of those little co-working office. We have like a receptionist down there.
Yeah.
And it's more for in like 10 years or okay. 7 years when we can finally be like, hey, let's go and work in quotes down in West Palm. So you know,
that's neat.
Yeah. Really, it's neat. Just it's a great area. Pete's, my husband's whole grandmother lived down there for years, and so it's just a really lovely area.
And it's almost like going home. I mean, if he had family down there,
yeah,
and that's pretty neat.
He calls it his ancestral condo.
Well, if I'm still doing this in that time, which I probably won't be, but if I do, we'll come down and do a radio show. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd love to see you there anyway. So in 25 years, you've become kind of a specialist in staffing businesses, finding businesses for businesses to get employees and employees to match up with businesses. And you have a great staff also.
We do. I have an amazing internal staff that is so committed. We actually had a really big win this year in the fact that we work with New York State OGS. Okay. So we supply New York State down in Albany with administrative assistants, clerical reception staff, as well as in New York City. So we are prime on that contract. And for the first time ever, they hired some of our people permanently. So some of our people that had a temporary job with New York State now have a permanent position with them. And that's absolutely amazing, because the potential there and the retirement, and it really was so fulfilling.
Sure.
For our staff to know that people that probably would not have, getting into the state is tough. And the fact that they were able to use our job as a springboard into it was amazing. So that's, we had a huge win, and it was really exciting for us.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling. It's kind of like a fruit of what you've been planning for so long. And one of your mission statements is, which I think is great, is to be number one in staffing solutions. And but it doesn't mean being the biggest. It means being the best in customer service. And that kind of says what integrated staffing is. I mean, you're number one in the staffing solutions, but doesn't mean you're big. It means you do a lot of business and you do a lot of good. One of the big companies that you've gotten over the years and that you staff is NYRA, the Racing Association. And last year and this year, we held the Belmont race here. Has that been hard to fill, or do you find it easy to do? Because I know with security, it's awful tough.
There's such a cachet working for Belmont at Saratoga that it's not. We have actually been really great. It's been a great staffing year, and last year was as well. And I cannot say enough good things about having Belmont here. And, you know, this is our ninth year of working with NYRA, and people want to work there.
Oh, sure.
So that's been amazing.
Yeah, it's a great summer job, and you have a lot of teachers and other seasonal employees that enjoy working there in the summer. Plus, they get to watch the races if you're a racing fan, you know. Then I'm right at the finish line, and I'm not really a huge betting I don't bet. Mm-hmm. And but I like to see the horses run. They're kind of neat animals, you know. And I'm a little afraid of them, though, when you get up close to them, because they're so big and I'm so short. So it kind of scares me. But anyway, that's great. So, and this year, I mean, the season just seems to extend so long that as a Saratoga resident, it's like we don't have our city from X amount, you know, from June basically until Labor Day. But this year they're having a 4th of July week up here too. And then they shut down, and 3 days later, I think it is, we start the Saratoga meet. So the 4th of July week's going to be a little interesting to see how well that does with a lot of people go on vacations and stuff. So they save it, I think, for the Saratoga meet. You know, they'll come in for 3 or 4 days. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that affects everything, too, you know.
I think that it's I like the fact that it is 4th of July weekend as well. I feel like that's kind of a bit of a lost weekend. So why not take advantage of it? You know, even if it's not a huge amount, you know, a huge get in terms of patrons coming in, I do feel like it just brings people, hey, I don't have anything else to do this weekend. I'm going to go to the track, or it's a little bit overcast, so, you know, it's hard to get up to Lake George. Or
yeah.
I do think, especially given that we have that Belmont as your kind of jumping off point,
sure,
then we, you know, kind of do like a light, you know, 4th of July before the actual meet starts. So I feel like it's kind of an exciting way to really take advantage that Belmont is here.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, I think there's going to be more locals. And by locals, I mean, you know, in a 7,500 mile radius rather than people that come from across country. I think they save that up for the summer meet. But one of the things that always happened, you know, I've been there for 13 years now, 13 summers. And one of the things that we've always said was when they open in the middle of July, it depends. They count 40-day racing days back from Labor Day. So it's either like it could be anywhere from the 10th of July to the 16th, depends on how late Labor Day is, that the first 2 or 3 weeks in July is kind of like a testing thing. You know, the kitchens get set up and they get into their routine up there and remember where everything is. And you know, the staff is broken into the way what NYRA wants them to do. So it's kind of, and this year, so we have the 4th of July to do that, and then hopefully hit the ground running. I think it's the 10th that it opens up, which will be good, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Word on the street is that they're going to have a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I heard that. They've applied for a permit for a Ferris wheel, which I'll be interested to see where they put it.
Yeah, me too.
You know.
But they're really trying to make it a little bit more family friendly. I don't know if you saw last year. Well, maybe you did. But the whole kids area where they have, you know, they can do little horse racing. You know, it's just, it's really becoming a little bit more of actually a lot more family friendly.
Yeah, so, it is. It is. And I think today, you know, I'm a traditionalist, and Saratoga track was the same since it basically started. I mean, they added things like onto the grandstand and the clubhouse and that, but the outside was pretty much the same. But I guess today, when you have to compete with other things, they had to make improvements or put additions on. And, you know, like the 1863 clubhouse there. So, you know, I mean, you got to expect that. And now with the Ferris wheel, I think that's only going to be for the 4th of July, though.
It's not going to be up. Yeah.
It won't be up for year round.
Yeah.
Like, so, I was going to say, you know, you talk about Belmont crowds, which was unreal last year. And if you get a busy Saturday, I don't know where that Ferris wheel is going to go. But for the 4th of July week, I don't think they'll have the crowds like 40,000, you know, 35,000, 40,000, like they do on the big Saturdays.
Do you know what races they're having? Have you heard anything about, they're not doing any type of smaller stakes or any type of
4th of July?
Yeah.
Oh, they have big races.
They are having big races. I didn't even look yet.
That's why it's big down at Belmont.
Yeah.
4th of July week. Yeah, they have a lot of big races pretty much every day of the week.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think there's quite a few grade one and grade two stake races. Yeah.
That's something I should probably know. And I just haven't had a chance to really spend some time on that. But that's great. So that way we'll probably draw in.
That'll draw too. Yeah. And it does. You know, you have that fan on in the back of us and it keeps circulating this hot air, which is kind of good, but it makes so much noise that I had to turn it off. So
I am actually really comfortable. I'm cold all the time.
Good.
So this is perfect.
I am too. My wife is warm all the time, and we have an argument in our house in the wintertime. Turn the heat up. Noah stays there. Turn it up. You know, she always wins.
Yeah, of course.
I can't do anything about that.
I carry a space heater around throughout the house because I'm like a cat. I'm like, let's put the space heater here. Let's do that.
Snuggle with a blanket and turn the space heater
on. That's the way to do it.
Let's talk a little bit about the impact that NYRA has on the community. Last year with Belmont, I know it was a little bit underestimated. The businesses downtown and the hotels didn't do quite the business they thought they would. And that's surprising because there were so many people the day of the Belmont. But being the first time in Saratoga, at the Saratoga track, I think expectations were so high and people staying here. And then with so many people, I mean, we had probably well over 55,000 people the day of the Belmont. Finding it hard to get downtown with so many people. I mean, mm-hmm. We're not a big city like Long Island or New York have, you know, bigger cities. So if people couldn't find parking spaces, they figured, well, we'll go out of town and have dinner or whatever. But I think with, I don't know if it's going to be as huge this year, unless there's a Triple Crown race, if it's, you know, deciding the Triple Crown winner. I think it might be a little, not a lot, but I think it'll be a little bit less of the crowds last year. So I think it's going to be busy downtown, and but it does bring money. NYRA does bring money into our community.
It's amazing. It absolutely is amazing how much it does bring in. It really is a, I think, didn't Todd Shimkus at the Chamber say something like $50 million?
Yeah, something, you know, like that, yeah.
I do think, you know, last year, especially with hotels, and we had an Airbnb in our building, you know, the rates went up a lot.
Yeah.
I think a lot, probably more. I think we thought that you could get it. I think they were up too high.
Yeah.
And I do think that probably affected it a little bit. That's just my own personal opinion.
Well, that's mine too.
Yeah, you know, so I think this year maybe everybody's expectations might be a little bit less. So we, you know, it's a $600 room rate instead of a $1,200 room rate.
Right.
You know, so that's really where I was wondering if that, and that's just my own personal impression of it, especially having a Airbnb in our building. Now we don't any longer. Now it's a full-time rental. But yeah, I don't know. We thought it was, you know, you could get more. I just think that
I think that's it. I mean, you know, it was the first year, and they were probably going by downstate figures. And, you know, with Saratoga being popular and being a little, I call it a little New York City now because it's grown so much, and it's not what it used to be back in the late 80s or 90s. But I think they probably now have a handle on what they can do and what they can't, and maybe ways to attract the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll get crowds for Belmont Week. They extended the week a little bit. I think it was 3 days, 4 days last year, and they're making it five, like mm-hmm. a normal race week. So I think it'll be a you know, big.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. I would be very surprised if it wasn't.
I don't think so. And then they're saying that it's possibly going to be here for another year. That it's a possibility because of the construction problems. And I don't want to say problems. I can't think of the other word. But when you deal with unions and tough time getting materials, that it may stretch on a little bit longer. I'm not sure. But see what happens.
Yeah, it's not mine to speculate on. I'm just a little vendor. But they know what they're doing, but it's a weird year anyway if tariffs come in, and we just don't know, you know, and we're finding that with a lot of clients is that everything is kind of, you know, where are we going to be with the tariffs? And it's hard because we are so close to Canada as well. And there's some, you know, that back and forth. So I don't know. It's an interesting year.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's, you know, I think with the tariffs, I think that was a lot of, bluster to get the countries to the negotiating table, and mm-hmm. I think some of them are starting to get there, but you know, we do a lot of business with China, and we get a lot of materials from there for building and stuff, so it's going to be interesting. And I think everything's going to work out in the end, though. It usually always does. So now you also, everybody kind of forgets the backstretch workers. They're the heart and soul of racing, and they're the people that do work that is very hard to get if it wasn't for them. And you have an affiliation with the backstretch workers.
Yep.
You know, tell us a little bit about that.
We actually have done quite a bit for the racetrack chaplaincy,
okay.
who does all of the backstretch workers. So we sponsored their volunteer luncheon for all of their volunteers. We've done their brunch, and we're just a big believer in that organization. I don't know if you've been to the backstretch, but it is, there's a beautiful rec center now.
Yep.
There is the healthcare facility.
Yep.
It's really quite amazing. And those backstretch workers, they really are the base of a lot of you know, how Saratoga runs. And so, yeah, we really do believe that they deserve. Right now they're doing, and I think it's Mother's Day baskets.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, so we'll probably get one of those at least. But, yeah, it's just an amazing organization. And I'm saying amazing a lot, and I think it's because I don't underestimate how much NYRA does for this area.
I know.
You know?
They really do, and people don't realize it. They just think horse racing and bing, they make their money and they're out. But they do a lot for the area. And, you know, you spoke about the new health facility, the medical facility, and Mary Lou Whitney and John Hendrickson, her husband, who both passed away, did an awful lot for the backstretch workers. I mean, basically, I think they donated to have all those new buildings built. And I think they even started to have new bunk areas for the backstretch workers. So, like I said, you know, they're a forgotten bunch of people. They get up early in the morning. They give the horses a bath every morning. They walk hot walkers, you know, walk them around and exercise them. And, you know, people think, well, the horses wake up in the barn, they feed them, that's about it, that's what happens. But they're really pampered animals. They're well taken care of. And if it wasn't for the backstretch workers, none of that would be happening. And and they don't make an awful lot either. I mean, they're dedicated to racing. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good that you're involved in that. That chaplaincy really is an amazing group. And I know I have a friend that volunteers, pretty much every night with in the kitchen, feeding and getting donations for him. I don't know if you know the Williamsons.
Oh, yeah, of
Kathy.
Course. Yeah,
Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're
amazing.
Friends of ours.
One of our employees is doing, with the chaplaincy, is going to the Dominican Republic and doing a mission. So one of my internal employees is going to go with them in the winter and do a mission to the Dominican for education.
Really?
So she just signed up for that. She's actually my project coordinator for all of the track. Her name is Kelsey Carrera. And she has, yes, oh yeah, you've met Kelsey. She's been with me for 6 years.
Yeah.
And so she is coordinating all the logistics of all the hiring for us, which is a lot of logistics. And she is just amazing. Yeah. So she decided to do this 2-week mission in the winter with the chaplaincy. So yeah.
That's
really
excellent.
Yeah, love that. So.
And that's another feather in your cap and integrated's cap to do that, you know.
Yeah,
I met Kelsey last year when you had the Belmont, you know, people wanting to get interested and sign in for different areas of working the Belmont. I had taken a friend up from my hometown in Gloversville, and I introduced him to you, and then you introduced me to Kelsey. She came over, and I had my hand in a cast because I had surgery on my thumb. And when I went in, Pete was at the bottom directing people, and he said to me, "What happened to you?" And I said, "No, I don't know. I had." He goes, "Don't tell me. Who'd you punch? And I said, "Pete, you know I wouldn't do that." I said it was surgery, and but that was a fun day bringing John up there, and he enjoyed his time over the summer. I grew up with him in Gloversville, which is probably 35 miles west of here, but he didn't mind the commute, you know. So.
No, he was a good worker, too. Yeah.
He is.
It was nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's nice to have the kids working as the white caps, and it's nice to have older people in there working with them because you do get a lot of interaction between, you know, people my age or a little younger and with the kids because they're great kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I met...
they really are.
Yeah, I met this one Jessica from Columbia who was here as a nanny for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And she worked on the weekends because she was with the family during the week when the parents worked. And she keeps in touch still.
That's amazing.
On Instagram. I mean, she'll send me a note. How you doing, Rick? And so we go talk back and forth a little bit every month. And it's just kind of neat, the friends that you make working up there.
And that's a good, so right now what we're doing on social media is each week we're spotlighting somebody who works for us at the track. And so our first spotlight, which was like 8 weeks ago, was one of our supervisors who has been with us for 9 years, but she's been working at the track for 35 years.
Oh,
she actually got married at the track.
Did you?
And what all of it, and we take a quote from our employees also in the social media, and what they all said is that the people that you meet working at the track make the job.
Exactly.
And so, like, the fact that you're keeping in contact with somebody, was she a white cap or?
She was a white cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was down in my area there at the in the clubhouse maybe 3 or 4 times, but on her lunch break, she'd always walk down to say hi to Bob. Bob, and then Adam was a waiter. And in that box area there by me, and she'd come down to say hi for 5 or 10 minutes, and she's a great kid. I mean, and it's neat. Yeah, it's the friends that you make, and even I'm lucky in the spot I'm in because I get to know a lot of the owners and trainers, and because they come back, have the same box every year, and I'm right at the finish line, so that's where they tend to have their boxes. And over the years, you get to make friends with them. And the first week, I always call it, it's like a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they give you a hug. I mean, you know, and, you know, how you doing? How you been? And the same way, vice versa. And it's just kind of a neat feeling that that you have up there.
It's such a community. And so each person, every quote that we've received for these highlights, all say the same thing. The friends I've made, it's like family. I enjoy working with everybody. And that's a huge deal. And we do have people that have come back year after year.
Yeah.
And then there's a group of them, you know, 5 of them that have come back year after year. And we actually are the oldest placement that we had there was born, I want to say, in 1927. And it just year after year after year, this was his place to work.
Summer place.
Yeah. So, which is really nice. We enjoy that.
Yeah. And that's fulfilling to you, too. I mean, you're providing Naira the service and you've got people that come back every year because they enjoy it. So, you know, that's pretty neat. This year is tough. Ever since COVID, it's been tough getting employees, I think. I mean, that's what you hear from different businesses. I mean, so many businesses have closed because it's hard to get help. So what do you foresee in 2025 as far as employment changes and the, you know, your prediction for the outlook of, employees?
You know, it's interesting because hiring people right now has become expensive. And we're seeing an increase in every expense, insurance, unemployment. New York State, during the pandemic, took a loan from the federal government, which we still have to pay back. Employers are going to have to pay an additional, I think, 3% of their unemployment insurance this year. And there's just a lot of expenses. And that's really difficult because then what's happening is that you're then having to change your fees as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably what I'm the direction that I'm seeing. And it's not just in terms of unemployment insurance or workers' compensation, but even in terms of liability insurance. And, you know, we have a $5 million cyber policy. So we're really covered in terms of our cyber. And that is, you know, 30% higher. And so that's really where, and I haven't seen those expenses go up the way they have this year. And, you know, I just am hiring people and employing people right now is tough. And then you also have the other side where, you know, you're trying to find the right candidate and the right match. And it's not always the case. So
Yeah. Here again, most people don't look at the back end of employment, and they don't know what employers have to pay. Mm-hmm. You know, they think, okay, I work for an employer, they make money, they pay me, and, you know, they keep the rest. But they don't realize the disability insurance you have to pay on them, the unemployment insurance, the Social Security that you're responsible for. And it's a big expense to be an employer. I mean, it's tough.
You know, and we've over the years, we've hired about 12,000 people. We've done about 2 million in payroll hours. So we've always consistently hired, and it's even in the expenses of recruiting have gone up. And so it is interesting how much we're just seeing, and even the expenses of recruiting, they're incremental, but they still, like, in 5 years, I can see the difference. So yeah. But it's one of those things, if you can get over this, and, you know, we opened in 2009 during the Great Recession.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like, but if we can get over this, I do feel like there's so much on the other side. It's interesting. Yeah,
it is. And I always wonder where we would be now if it wasn't for that pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, because we were humming along pretty good. And that was a devastating, probably once in a century, if that thing that happened, you know. And,
yeah.
Except for chickens. They seem to get that. You seem to get wiped out every 4 or 5 years or so, you know?
Me too. I always buy soup. And my husband's like, why are you buying? I have so much soup, you know? And he's like, and I'm like, bird flu. I feel like bird flu is going to be the next thing.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, that's crazy. I want to take a little break here and tell you that we are on Talk Saratoga, 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. And the phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783. Today is April 19th, the day before Easter, and Easter is late this year, about a week late, because I know this would be the week that kids would have off from school, but they had last week, or this week here, because Easter is so late, so they don't have much longer to go to school either, probably a month and 3 weeks.
Apparently, I didn't realize, we were looking at it yesterday, that it's 40 days after the first full moon after the vernal equinox is when Easter is.
Yeah.
Which I never realized. And that's why it's so late, because the full moon was so late after the vernal equinox, apparently.
Well, it's basically it's a religious holiday. And Passover is the same time, because they go by the calendar of when the first full moon is, and then so many days. That's why Easter and Passover are always the same, because of the calendar that they use for that. So you can go back, 2,000 years when Christ was around, and when he was crucified on that Passover week, and that's why.
Wow.
Yeah, they go by that every year, so.
You know what, it's so funny, I never even realized, but Passover and Easter are always, and it's because of the full moon.
Yeah, and it could be in March, the end of March, or it could be early in April, or like now late. So, mm-hmm. That's, you can set that by the phase of the moon. And it's always been that way. So,
have you ever noticed that they seem to be making more moon names? My husband and I are talking, and I'm like, we never had names of moons, and now I think this month is the pink moon.
And and then you have the harvest moon and the orange moon.
Yeah, there was the wolf moon, and there's all of these. Oh, they're. Every single moon has a name now, and we didn't have that growing up.
No, my goodness, no. And every quarter moon has a name. Yeah, I don't know. They got to name everything, I guess. So
yeah, maybe
put a tag on it, you know. And, what are you going to do? Some of the employee specialties that Integrated provides, can you give us a few?
So we do a lot of clerical, obviously for New York City, which we talked about. Then we also do warehousing, we work with Target Corporation, located up in Malta, they're at their distribution center. And then we do a lot of engineering and IT as well. We have some major large contracts for that. So we're recruiting for a number of different types of positions. One of the things that's nice about our roles is the fact that we do offer ACA compliant benefits. And then we also offer a lot of the benefits that mirror a traditional company. And then our goal is for us to find people permanent positions.
Okay. And I know, a bunch of the, just to give an example of some of the industries, you have maintenance workers, project managers, internet technology, mechanical engineers, accounting and finance, paralegal, hospitality, office clerks, customer support. Every area of employment you deal with, mm-hmm. and businesses relating to that. And you also have a great program of temporary services and then temporary to permanent. Tell us a little bit about that area there.
You know, we did a kind of a three pillar of our job. So we do temporary, which is just a straight temporary position, typically seasonal. That's our NYRA workers. And then we also have temporary to permanent. So Target Corporation hires a lot of our people permanently after we place them. And then finally, we do permanent placement. So a lot of our engineers are permanent placement directly. So we do contract. And we have different employees within the staff that handle different recruiting processes.
Okay.
So each of our recruiters handles specific clients, and then they also handle one employee does straight permanent, one employee does engineers, one employee does everybody works on NYRA right now because that's about 1,200 people.
Sure.
So, but basically everybody has kind of their own specialty.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Now, do businesses call you, or do you reach out to businesses also to see if they have a need?
So we have a salesperson,
okay.
And then we also, businesses call us. So we do try, we're not huge advertisers. We're able to do a lot of it on our own,
mm-hmm.
but people will know us and they'll call us and we'll go to different functions and
sure.
that type of thing. So, yeah.
Now, if I'm looking for a job, can I go to you to see if you can match me up with a position?
Absolutely. That is basically our bread and butter is people
okay.
coming in. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, so
that's excellent. You have a great website. If anybody wants to find out information, integratedstaffingcorp.com. And there's so much information on that, that's where I found out my expertise in visiting out of town offices, that you have one in Florida. That's where I found that out. So, but one of the things that that I am interested in, that interests me in the business is that you do so much. I mean, you have permanent placement, temporary to permanent, and then temporary. But you also offer payroll services.
We do, yes. Yeah, we offer payroll services. So if you have a small company that you just need somebody to supply your payroll, so we take care of workers' comp. We take care of all the insurances, and they work directly for us. So each year, Integrated Staffing W-2 is about 2,200 people, and they're all Integrated Staffing employees. I sign every check; I don't sign them. But so basically, if you have a small organization and you're like, I don't want to cover my work, carry workers' compensation. I don't want to carry insurances. You can put them through us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you would take care of the workman's comp for them and then bill them mm-hmm. For that. Do you do any like direct deposit for a company that may want you to do their payroll, and you just take the list they provide you with the information, you do it, and then direct deposit it for the employees?
We're not an ADP, so if they say, "Oh, we want to keep the employees, but we just want to do you to do the actual payroll,"
okay,
we don't do that. They have to work directly for us, but we do offer direct deposit. We offer pay cards. So we really try to make sure that people get their money in a timely fashion. For the race course, we bring checks over to the race course, and then we distribute them over there as well. So, yeah, okay. People have a few options to get their money.
What is the, what is, other than NYRA, because you employ a lot of, you get a lot of employees for NYRA, what is one of the businesses that you have the best, I don't want to say luck with, but, the best response as far as getting employees or permanent? What's your favorite one?
Well, Target Corporation is their distribution center is probably, we've been with them for a long time, and we've been their vendor a long time. And that's probably one of our best outside of NYRA clients, and we've really enjoyed working with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have contracts with Target Corporation in a few different states, so
really?
It's not just not just New York. And then we also have some other contracts. We have the state of Kansas contract. We also have a University of Florida contract, so that's also really they're nice little asides for us. We're not doing a huge amount, but it's nice to have them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, especially you've had them so long, so it's a constant, mechanical engineers, do you ever get them for, a job seeker for large companies, for mechanical engineering?
So
you do?
We're doing a mechanical engineer at SUNY Farmingdale. And the problem is they want somebody with pipe fitting experience. It's been a little rough. But we do. We work with a lot of SUNY and place engineers at a lot of different SUNY schools. They do a lot of different construction projects, a lot of different capital projects there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only reason I ask is I have a friend that's, she's a junior at Skidmore, but she's going to Dartmouth the next school year as a Skidmore student. But then after that, a year at Dartmouth, and she'll have a dual degree in engineering and in physics. The kid's so smart. It's funny. And the only way she can stay here, we always talk about this. She's from China.
Mm-hmm.
The only way she can stay here is if she gets a job as an engineer in a company in the U.S., then she's allowed to stay here. But
that right now. It's really the H-1B process.
Yeah.
We're doing that with an engineer right now. We're working on the H-1B. It's extensive. It's hard to get. And this is a permanent placement, and we think the company is going to sponsor her and maybe do a split in terms of paying for it. But it is a huge investment on the company's part.
Oh, definitely is. She was telling me how much it is. And she goes, you don't know if there's any companies that will sponsor you. But the kid's so smart that,
it does make a huge difference. They do say, it's easier to get an H-1B visa if you have a skill set that is unusual mm-hmm. in the area. If you have something that's really something that is beneficial to the United States, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, I'll tell her that. In 2 years, she may be looking you up,
absolutely. I love that.
Yeah, she's a great kid. And like I said, it's awesome. She even, she corrects papers, she did as a sophomore, corrects papers for two professors and works four nights a week, a couple hours a night, tutoring students, engineering students, and physics students. So, You know, she's very smart, and I think she wants to stay here, but I don't know. Mm. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But so tell us a little bit more, too, about your delivering IT. Is computer and IT still a big field for people to get into to look for positions with you?
Absolutely. You know, coding and then cybersecurity are two big arenas. In New York City, also alternative energy is still a major place to put your engineering expertise as well.
Yeah, I would think that you know, that computers always evolving with AI, and I think businesses have to kind of adapt where maybe they didn't want to before, but they have to kind of adapt to that. And so you probably need specialists in that field to compete today.
I was our IT person for like 15 years.
Yeah, really?
And I was the IT person. And now I'm like, I think I have to hire somebody because I can no longer keep up. Like, I no longer have the skill set that's required because it's just too, it's gone beyond me.
Oh, yeah. It's so complicated. And these kids today can do it in a heartbeat. And plus, I think the older you get, the harder it is to learn the new things. It's like the, I say iPhones because there's so much you can do on it. And I'll be driving one of them out to breakfast or something. I got to be friends with about three or four of the students up here. And they take my phone. I have an Android. They take my phone and they're tip-tapping away with their fingers as fast as they can. And here you go. This is what you should have done. I had no clue on how to get there. And so I should have one of them around with me all the time just to figure out what's going on. But, yeah, it's an evolving field, and it evolves so fast that, I mean, I remember when computers first came out, and I was on the board of a credit union that I'm still on, and they bought a computer for each of us, and it was the big computer with a little screen, and you had a dial-in for the Internet. And, oh, my gosh, what a crazy thing.
It is really, it's amazing how quickly, and it's so funny how, like, that computer is, like, what, probably a quarter of what you have in your phone. Like, your phone, it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, the smartphones are unreal. You can do anything.
You know, I'm finding that ChatGPT, I'm getting a little addicted to it, because ChatGPT will just tell you whatever you need. It's amazing. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, somebody told me, well, I think Rachel, the girl up here, told me about that, because I had sent her a text, and I said, you know, I'm looking to see if someone can do this, and, you know, I'm not sure how to, I did a search, and it was, oh, you go to ChatGPT.
Yeah,
and it'll tell you if they're doing something or if they're not, you know.
It's at the end of every question, I do always say thank you, because you never know if they're going to rise up against you. So I always want ChatGPT to know that I'm nice.
Yeah, well, the movie Terminator, where they took over. And I mean, in a way, you can see that, because they now evolved themselves, AI. They don't need a programmer to input anything.
It is amazing to me how it just searches the entire web, and it's so beyond me now. My first go-to is, like, I'm having computer problems, turn it off and on. That's still my go-to.
Yeah, you're right. See if it reboots and helps, you know.
Yeah.
But so that's a great field to get into. If you're young and starting out and you know computers, you can go a long way and adapt with it.
Schenectady County Community College has an amazing cyber program.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So does Fulton. I guess there's, you know, it's kind of a really good place to get into.
You know, that school, too, is well known for their culinary department also. And you wouldn't think a community college would be that set up for superior departments. But I know a couple people that were culinary teachers, and they said they get a lot of students from Schenectady Community College, or that go on further to, there's a culinary school downstate somewhere. And so with having an IT department too, that's pretty interesting.
And they also, we've hired a lot from the culinary for the track.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a great place. I mean, they really have the skill set.
Yeah, and I mean, that too is a, they're looking for more professionals in that rather than, you know, short order cooks that can get by, you know.
Yeah,
That's pretty neat. A friend of mine runs the spa restaurant here at the college. And plus, he's a food service manager. And, I mean, Skidmore is known to have one of the best dining halls in the country. And they have so many different departments. I mean, an Asian section, a salad section, a soup section, American cuisine. And then the spa is like a restaurant. You go in and you have to pay, but the price, and anybody can go to eat up here.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anybody can eat in the dining hall or go to the spa. And, I mean, you can't believe the food you can get for the price you have to pay. Plus, it's all you can eat, which doesn't really do much for me because you can only eat so much, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing food. So
I never knew that.
Yeah, if you ever need a meeting, you know, you can come up here and then have lunch and or dinner. And,
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. What we have in our own area that we don't know.
We don't know about.
You know what I mean? So getting back to you, when you started out in business, you had a BA from the University of Plattsburgh, and in a human resource law, did that help you start the business? What made you start integrated services back then?
I had been in staffing since I got out of college, so I had experience in the staffing world. And then when I married my husband, his father was like, "You really should open your own business." So, and that's what I did. So I had him as a benefit. And then we also, so I just received my master's degree in HR law to really offer more for our clients, you know, so we have this other HR aspect of the business as well. So I just received that last year.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did?
From Albany Law School.
Well,
yeah.
So you're continuing your education also.
Yeah, I might start my PhD in the fall at Johnson & Wales. They offered me a placement there. So we'll see. I'm just, thinking about, you know, what next steps are. And I feel like anything that we can do to benefit our clients, we should.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
And being a woman-owned business, that's a feather in your cap, too, for progressing from the beginning to where you are now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So
you're going to be a doctor.
I don't know. It seems like a lot. I'm not sure. It seems like a lot of work.
You know what, though? Yeah. You'll do it. I know your determination and drive.
I loved learning. Getting my master's degree from Albany Law was one of the most fun things I've ever done. Really enjoyed it. So,
For your PhD, can you do it online or do you have to travel?
You travel a little bit, but mostly it's online.
Okay.
And it's a PhD in entrepreneurship and leadership. So,
okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting because at some point I'm going to have to call you Dr. Diana.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Yasmin.
Your lips to my mother's ears. She loved it.
She loves it. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know what? I mean, it's a good thing for the business for you to keep on with your education and keep up with the current laws and that. I mean, that just goes to show a client what they're getting when they sign up.
Absolutely, and it's an add-on. It really is, especially if you're a small organization and you don't have an HR department. you know, you can reach out. And, you know, that's one of the other reasons why I got it is, you know, it's a master's degree in HR law, leadership and policy from Albany Law School. Albany Law School is now offering a JD online. So there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more and more online that you can do for college. That's amazing today. That I think that's another help, a benefit for young people that want to continue on with their education and get a job, that they can work online. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I find too, because then you can do it after work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still worked, you know, 60 hours a week and was able to do this because you can do it on your own time, and that's really nice. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Well, do you want to finish up with anything about the business or what you're looking for NYRA this summer?
Yes.
You're probably always looking for help for NYRA.
We are. You know, we still have about, I want to say we're 10% away from being 100% full. So, you know, we're looking for mutual clerks, admission clerks, parking attendants. And so we do still have needs at the track for both Belmont for 4th of July and for the Saratoga meet. And, you know, people can certainly call me directly, 518-934-3931. Or check out our website, and we're pulling people in all the time for these roles.
Yeah.
And then also keeping, you know, an eye on our other positions. We have a lot of them.
Yeah, do that. And the website, again, is Integrated Staffing Corp. That's CORP.com. And like I said before, there's so much information on the website that, you know, you can find anything you want, and then when you call, you can have some sort of idea what you're calling about and get a hold of Diana. And if you're a business, give a call. They're always they always want businesses on board so they can match up, and that's great.
We love meeting people, too. Like I say to everybody, I'm such a big believer in this area, and anybody can call just to say hi and go out for coffee.
Yeah.
So that's you don't just need to place an order. I love to meet other people in the area.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Diana, I appreciate you being here today. It's always great to see you.
Absolutely. It's so good to see you, too.
Yeah, and you say amazing. Hi to Pete for me.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, have a good weekend.
Thanks,
and
you
a good
too.
Easter, okay?
Yes, you
All
too.
All right. All right. I'm going to...